Now, how many of us know what the etymology of Asbury University might be? Does anybody know?
Methodist.
Hey, well, it's Methodist, yeah. Let me give you a little short quiz. Do you remember when John Wesley came to Savannah, way back when, to proclaim he was an Anglican priest, and he came over here to evangelize the heathens, which was us, and they settled in up there at in Savannah area, upward by the sea is now what it's called, and he was an Anglican priest, and he was frustrated because nobody listened to what he was preaching. But there was a young lady there that he really liked a lot. In fact, he wanted to, thought maybe he could marry her. Well, her father wasn't too sure of him. So he felt shunned. So when they all came to church, he refused to give her communion. And they run him out of town. They run him back to England. And he had then, his heart was warmed, thumbnail sketch. And then the Anglican Church wouldn't send any priests over here to America. They didn't want to do that, and that's it. So he ordained two people to come to America to evangelize America. One was Thomas Coke, and the other one was Francis Asbury. And that whole Methodist Revolution, the whole, lack of a better term, the whole Pentecostal movement, everything came out of that. So it's appropriate we as Methodists celebrate what's going on in Asbury because it's very Methodist. It's very Methodist. And so the Holy Spirit is alive and well and moving. So don't be afraid. I'm going to talk about that myself. Don't be afraid of the gift of the Spirit. And because it's working. God's still in control. He's moving. And we are about to experience a wonderful move of God.